Good morning to you. It's about 5:45 a.m. and still dark here. The sun is just beginning to think about coming up. And over the last couple weeks, there have been a number of either, you know, personal connections I've had or things that I've heard about. Just some difficult times people are going through. Just like surprising, unexpected illnesses and life-threatening things happening and loss and grief. And my heart has been really touched by all of this. And I recently came across a poem by one of my very, very favorite poets, Naomi Shihab Nye. And she's given me permission to share this poem with you. Because it just, to me, it speaks to how, it speaks a little bit to how to be with all of this. Well, I'll tell you more after I read it. The poem is called Shoulders. A man crosses the street in rain, stepping gently, looking two times north and south, because his son is asleep on his shoulder. No car must splash him. No car drive too near to his shadow. This man carries the world's most sensitive cargo, but he's not marked. Nowhere does his jacket say, fragile, handle with care. His ears fill up with breathing. He hears the hum of a boy's dream deep inside him. We're not going to be able to live in this world if we're not willing to do what he's doing with one another. The road will only be wide. The rain will never stop falling. There's a few things that I particularly just love about this poem. I mean, first is that fragile handle with care. You know that I just imagine, what if we all walked around with that sign on us, you know, fragile handle with care, and that we could remember how fragile we all are and how fragile life is. I mean, at the same time, of course, you know, there's the paradox of that amazing strength and how resilient we all are and how capable and able. And yet, you know, we're these like creatures with these dreams and hopes and hearts and loves and stories and desires. And we're just walking around in these bodies that sometimes it's easy to forget that, you know, there is a fragility. And to me, that's such a beautiful image to remember. And I really love this line. He hears the hum of a boy's dream deep inside him. The way that Naomi has written this, it's like it could be the boy he's carrying. You know, it could be that he's hearing the hum of that young boy's dream the way that we do when we see children and there's so much possibility and we see the, you know, anything could happen for them in their lives and all the wonderful possibilities. But it could also be that he's still hearing the hum of his own boyhood dreams. And that's another thing that to me really is such a beautiful, fragile place, is that we all carry these dreams of what we imagined our lives to be and who we imagined ourselves to be and what we would do on our short time on this planet. And it's sometimes heartbreaking, the roads that lead us away from those dreams and the circumstances that lead us away from those dreams, and that the beauty is that they hum inside of us and that we can remember that. You know, so when we're passing someone on the street, both to remember the fragility of how quickly life passes and how sensitive we are in so many ways, but also to remember that this is someone who's carrying around a dream that they had when they were a kid. And is there a way that we can share that dream with, you know, to listen? Is there a way that we can support it? Is there a way that we can, even just for a moment, bring that dream to life? You know, and what would that look like if we could do that for one another? Again, even if it's just a short conversation where we're tapping into that, you know, And then her beautiful line, we're not going to be able to live in this world if we're not willing to do what he's doing with one another. Which to me, you know, that sort of beautiful place of carrying one another. You know, to me, what I love so much about when I look back on my own life, it's like when others have carried me and then when I've had the strength to carry them, and the way that it just keeps going like that all the time, you know, that is what we can do for each other. You know, every time, I want to tell you this, like every time I get a note or an email from one of you after I send something out, it's like being carried, you know, because it's just this beautiful place of being supported. And that's so important. In my email last week, I was talking about, you know, say it now, and the importance of something as simple as a thank you note to a stranger or a friend, and how that could really truly change somebody's day or week or month or life. And this is, I think, what she's pointing to, the ways that we carry each other every single day, the kindnesses we offer, you know, the unexpected note or text or call that just says, I really love who you are. I see you. I see your dream. So it's such a beautiful poem. And I want to thank Naomi for letting me share this with you. And I want to thank you for being there to share with, because it means so much to me, just this, to get to connect with you at this early morning hour and to feel your support and to hopefully be able to offer it. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.